But now Alita could see that the girl was very near death. It was as though the girl had given up the will to live, and now all that was left was the slight movement of her chest above the great lump that was her dying child. Alita motioned for her maids to help her lie beside the dying girl. The bed was narrow, and with the bulk of the two women, the contact between them was intimate. There had been a time in Alita's life when she would have felt sympathy for this poor dying girl lying so close beside her. But that time was long gone. Now all she could think of was giving her husband a strong son. Bertha, the midwife, came trundling up the stairs. She was a fat, lazy creature who was needed so often by Lady Alita that she had permanent residence, living somewhere in the top of the old stone castle. When Alita raised her legs to the very familiar position of birth, the old woman's hands were so slick with pig grease from the wedding feast, she did not need a lubricant to check the progress of the coming babe.
"It will be here soon."
Then Bertha glanced at the closed eyes and the deathly pallor of the girl close beside Alita.
"That one's done for. I said so yesterday."
She spoke as though the girl's persistence at holding on to life was an affront. As Alita's contractions came with closer frequency, she twined her arm about the girl's, feeling her cold skin next to her own. Her fingers slipped about the girl's nearly lifeless ones. She did this not for comfort or even for relief of pain, for the truth was, Alita often felt that she could have continued her embroidery during birth. The reason she held the girl's hand was to encourage the spirit of that child to enter her child. Alita began to pray, turning her head toward the girl so she was close to her ear.
"God grant that this child..."